being a classical musician and both a Filipino, and being a person who really gets moved and influenced by the things that that interests me, I then now am happy to announce that I have just recently joined a very special group which advocates for the restoration and the advancement of the heritage of Manila. This group is the Renacimiento Manila. I'm sorry if I've butchered the name entirely, but here I am to tell my story or tell about the advocacy that this very wonderful group is pushing it for. And so I start again, I guess, with the story of my involvement, I guess, in online groups and stuff. I've been a moderator in one prolific group, stan group, I guess, for Tucit Violin. Well, it is a Filipino group that has been made to cater for Filipino fans of a certain YouTube channel, Tucit Violin. And so the group has grown over a course of a year to a total of 1,300 and counting plus members, as most actually are active in posting and reacting, since it's kind of really encouraging to see as a moderator a group that's really rich in interactions and many other activities, as recently the month of August has become a month full of so many fun activities in celebration of the anniversary and both the Buwan ng Wika, or the Buwan of Languages of the Philippines, as it is a significant month that's supposed to be focusing or highlighting the wonder and beauty of the Filipino languages. And so these activities has made me more involved, I guess, online, as I haven't really been involved in online stuff since. I've kept much of the things I've had to myself for the general years before, just a few years ago, I guess. And so here I am with this wonderful joining of the group Renacimiento Manila. Now, what is this group about? It is about the heritage and the preserving of it. It is very interesting, as the difference between many other, let's say, term it conservationist or, yeah, revivalist groups that would also push for the revival of, let's say, a group like the revival of the city of Manila. Well, the difference is that it's pretty interesting, since it kind of goals itself, it kind of envisions itself to appeal to the youth, to appeal to people my age, and show that, hey, youth, hey you, 17 year older, hey you, 14 year older, this is the Philippines, this is Manila, and you might have been walking along these streets, you might have studied in this place, you might have eaten in this eatery, or you might have done a few things here and there in these particular areas in this particular city known as Manila, and you may know that, you may be familiar with the place, but are you aware about the history behind that? Are you aware about the many stories that you can learn from those places that you've been through? Did you know that there was this certain structure standing there at some point in time? Did you know that there was some certain event? Did you know that there was this certain famous person who walked and threaded through the same steps you are threading on a daily basis or a regular basis? And that is the message that we're trying to convey to not just the youth, I guess, but to the whole Philippines and to the whole population that would want to value their own heritage, that would want to advance it and revive the many lost hidden gems and treasures that could be found from wherever you are. This kind of mentality, this idea of being proud of what you have, being proud of what we have not had in our lifetime, is something that I guess would be a good example to not just people in the Philippines, but people in the world, since we all have something to offer. There is always some kind of story behind every place, everything, even idea. There's always an etymology, for example. There is something to be learned out of something you take granted for. And this is a wonderful example to take it back, to recall it, to really reflect upon what we've known for so long and rediscover it in a very new and wonderful way that we've never known it before. And I just believe that it's a wonderful opportunity for me, I guess, to rediscover the many parts that I've thought that I've known and learn more about it. And not just that, share and make this known to many more people, as it is a very, very important facet of progressing as a nation, as progressing as a race of human beings, since reflecting upon the past and history is indeed something that would help us from not creating the same mistakes that history has already committed, although others are cynical about having history repeating itself and stuff, which is kind of true in some fashion, some way, but it always depends on whatever context you apply to, as things could not necessarily be simply simplified over a few words, catchphrases, and phrases. Alright, so I got into this is kind of challenging for me to pronounce, Renacimiento, I guess, Manila, which means rebirth or renaissance. They have these Romance language relationships to each other in terms of etymology, and this is what the advocacy is all about. Reviving, rejuvenating, and I forgot the three R's, but yeah, I just had the seminar or interview a few hours ago, actually, like literally 12 hours ago, since it's like 5 a.m. in the morning, and we had the interview like 4 to 5 p.m. yesterday. I haven't slept yet, actually, at that point, but yeah, reason for my more or less messy train of thought. So I had this interview and kind of seminar, welcoming ceremony, I guess. And so we had this very wonderful discussion over many aspects that create Renacimiento Manila, what it is, as we have so many things to learn about from each other and as we have so many plans to talk about and to carry out in the future. And so it's interesting that we create this this wonderful group where these wonderful people get to gather and find talented people from different backgrounds, locations, and talents or disciplines, where we find architects, artists, and now in this case, musicians, where I myself and my companion in the application or the membership, the initiation for the new members will be interestingly, I guess, assigned or turned to when it comes to musical things, since music is definitely heritage. Music is part of the past that we should not forget as well. And so I would really have a great time doing all of this. There's this wonderful excitement in me when it comes to really, excuse the dogs, but when it comes to working with people, when it comes to trying to do something that I know would be good for a vast population. And it's just a wonderful thing that I've come to, I guess, meet and come across a group of people that I know could help me, that I know I could help in terms of advancing this wonderful advocacy, this wonderful agenda, to really, in fact, help the nation progress, help the next generation become a better learned generation than the past, as we make people better learn by building upon what we have learned in the past. But how can we build upon what we have learned in the past if we don't know the past first? And so that is the goal, and that is going to be the effects of what we are doing here, the effects of studying history, the effects of trying to learn, and the effects of loving it, and even the simple effect of learning, the effect of enjoying your history, the effect of simply enjoying the way of learning, enjoying these many things that we've been taught in school in very, very, let's say, boring manner. These groups, these kinds of activities really are interesting in the sense that it puts things into perspective to the point that lessons that we've been taught, lessons that we've been forced to learn, has now become this colorful and enjoyable thing that we get to learn by heart and not by memory, not by rote methods that most of us are subjected to in our, for example, elementary to high school and even college days, which is a big debate as well since the present curriculum since 2014, if I'm not mistaken, has kind of yeeted the Philippine history curriculum out since for some other reason, which I am really, really piqued about. And so I guess I'll conclude this wonderful reflection-ish thingy. I guess I'd have to make something better than this since I just felt like doing it, I guess. And so I'll just upload this nevertheless. As I send my regards to Ate Bea and Sir Suprema, if you guys by any chance get to listen to this. And so I'm looking forward to working with Rensha Meta Manila, and I am very, very thankful for the opportunity to really be with you all in this wonderful, wonderful agenda to literally help the nation progress, to literally help the next generation be a better learned generation than the past generations. Since it is very obvious, as unanimously agreed upon by everyone, regardless of their generation, that the youth, the next generation, is literally the hope of the nation, as nobody else definitely would be the next hope in terms of passing down our culture from one generation to the next, than the young people. And so I would also like to take this chance to guide, I guess, to help the young people focus, I guess, on their wonderful task that lies ahead in the future, in focusing on preparing for becoming the hope of the nation. And that does include educating oneself about our heritage, our history, and so that we can build upon the past and be better than the past. So thank you very much for listening to this rant or reflection, and I guess I'll be signing out.